Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Save big money on your interior stains and finishes now at Menards. Provide exceptional color to your staining project with Minwax Color Series. It applies evenly and dries fast with just one coat. Get a quart of Minwax Color Series wood stain in over 240 colors. On sale now through April 12th. Visit our paint desk and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your stain project today.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Beneath the cobblestone streets of Edinburgh lies a labyrinth of darkness, an underground world where shadows linger and whispers echo. The Edinburgh vaults, hidden for nearly two centuries, were once a bustling center of commerce, but as the city grew, so did its secrets. These vaults became home to the desperate, the criminal, and perhaps the supernatural. From disembodied voices to malevolent apparitions, the vaults have a reputation that sends shivers down the spines of even the most skeptical visitors. Historians trace their origins back to the 18th century, but the eerie tales that surround them are timeless. Could the dark history of these chambers explain the ghostly phenomena? Or are we simply staring into the unknown, hoping for rational answers to irrational events? Let's descend into the shadows, uncover the stories, and dig deep into the mystery of the Edinburgh vaults. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in! Beneath the bustling streets of Edinburgh lies a world that few would expect, a series of dark, stone-lined chambers that speak to the city's hidden history. The Edinburgh vaults, constructed in the late 18th century, were initially designed as storage spaces and workshops for merchants operating along the South Bridge. The bridge itself was a marvel of engineering, connecting Edinburgh's old town to its growing new town. Beneath its arches, these spaces seemed like the perfect place to house goods and facilitate trade. At first, the vaults were a bustling part of the city's infrastructure, but as the South Bridge aged and began to leak, merchants quickly abandoned the damp, poorly ventilated chambers. What began as a practical storage area for respectable businesses devolved into a refuge for the city's most desperate. By the mid-19th century, the vaults were a haven for illegal activities. Smugglers, body snatchers, and criminals of all kinds operated in the shadows, while the poorest of Edinburgh's residents lived in squalor within the stone confines. The conditions were deplorable. Families lived crammed into tiny, windowless rooms with only candles or torches to light the perpetual gloom. Diseases spread rapidly in the damp, airless environment. For many, it was a place of last resort, a grim reminder of the city's social divide. Above ground, Edinburgh flourished as a center of education and enlightenment. Below, the vaults became a symbol of human misery and survival against impossible odds. The South Bridge vaults were eventually abandoned, sealed off, and forgotten as Edinburgh expanded and modernized. For nearly 150 years, these chambers lay dormant, their secrets hidden beneath layers of dirt and time. It wasn't until the 1980s that the vaults were rediscovered. Construction workers excavating for new development stumbled upon the long-lost chambers. As archaeologists began exploring the site, they uncovered not just physical remnants of the past, broken pottery, discarded tools, and even human remains, but also whispers of something more unsettling. Almost immediately, stories of strange phenomena began to circulate. Construction workers claimed to hear footsteps echoing through the empty chambers. Tools would mysteriously disappear only to reappear in entirely different locations. Cold spots, sharp, biting pockets of air, would chill even the warmest days. These early accounts mark the beginning of what would become one of Edinburgh's most famous haunted locations. As the vaults opened to the public, tour guides and visitors began reporting their own eerie encounters. Disembodied voices, shadowy figures, and the inexplicable feeling of being watched became common themes in the stories told about the vaults. One guide recalled hearing a low growl behind him during a tour, only to turn and find nothing but darkness. Others spoke of ghostly laughter or the faint cries of a baby, though no one could locate the source. Some attributed these experiences to the vault's dark history. After all, these chambers had been a refuge for the city's most desperate souls. The suffering and despair that permeated the space seemed almost tangible, as though the walls themselves had absorbed the pain of centuries past. But others sought rational explanations. Could the damp, oppressive atmosphere of the vaults play tricks on the mind? Was it possible that the flickering light of torches and lanterns created illusions, turning shadows into specters? Psychologists weighed in, suggesting that many of the reported phenomena could be attributed to suggestibility. When people enter a space with a reputation for being haunted, they are more likely to interpret ordinary occurrences, such as a creaking sound or a sudden draft, as evidence of the supernatural. The layout of the vaults, with their uneven floors and narrow passages, could also contribute to feelings of disorientation and unease. Environmental factors provided another layer of potential explanation. The vaults were known to have poor air circulation, and the presence of mold or low oxygen levels could cause symptoms like dizziness or hallucinations. Researchers also pointed to infrasound, low-frequency vibrations that can induce feelings of dread or anxiety in those who experience them. Could these natural phenomena explain the eerie experiences reported by so many? Despite these rational theories, the stories continued. As tour groups ventured deeper into the vaults, they encountered areas where the atmosphere seemed to change. Some chambers felt colder than others, even in the height of summer. Certain spots were avoided altogether by guides who claimed they carried an inexplicable sense of menace. One area, known as the Stone Circle, became infamous for its unsettling energy. Visitors who stood in the circle often reported feeling dizzy or nauseous, while others claimed to hear whispers or feel unseen hands touching them. For some, these experiences were enough to spark curiosity. For others, they were a chilling reminder that perhaps the vaults were best left undisturbed. Whether a product of the mind or something more mysterious, the vaults had taken on a life of their own, their dark history fueling both fascination and fear. As tales of the Edinburgh vaults spread, the reports of paranormal activity became increasingly dramatic. Among the most infamous phenomena was the recurring presence of Mr. Boots, a shadowy figure often described as tall, menacing, and clad in heavy boots that echo ominously through the stone corridors. Visitors frequently reported hearing his footsteps long before catching a glimpse of him. When he does appear, accounts describe him as standing silently in the distance, his imposing form watching without movement. For those unlucky enough to encounter him up close, the experience is often accompanied by feelings of intense fear or aggression, as though the entity exudes malice. Mr. Boots isn't alone in haunting the vaults. One of the most heartbreaking presences is that of a crying baby. Guides and visitors alike have reported hearing faint cries echoing through the chambers, though no source is ever found. Some believe this could be a residual haunting, a psychic imprint of the vault's dark past. During their peak use, these chambers housed the destitute, and infant mortality rates were tragically high due to disease and malnutrition. Could these cries be the echoes of a mother's grief frozen in time? Adding to the lore, another frequently encountered spirit is known as the Cobbler. Unlike Mr. Boots, the Cobbler is considered a benign presence. Visitors have described seeing a figure hunched over, as though repairing shoes, or feeling a calm, almost protective energy in his vicinity. Some speculate that he was one of the vault's original occupants, perhaps a craftsman who worked there during the early days of the South Bridge's construction. The vault's paranormal reputation drew the attention of investigators, including well-known paranormal teams. One of the most famous investigations took place during the filming of Most Haunted. The crew reported unexplained knocking sounds, cold drafts, and a sense of being followed. In one particularly chilling moment, a crew member claimed to see a shadow figure dart across the room, even though their cameras failed to capture the event. Other investigations have produced similarly inconclusive evidence. Unexplained temperature fluctuations, faint electronic voice phenomena, EVPs, and blurry photographs that some interpret as apparitions. For skeptics, these findings remain far from convincing, yet even they are hard-pressed to explain some of the more vivid personal accounts. Tourists and investigators have shared stories of being physically touched, an unseen hand brushing against their arm, a sudden shove, or even the sensation of being grabbed. One visitor, a self-proclaimed skeptic, described feeling a sharp tug on their jacket in an empty chamber. The experience left them shaken, though no one else in the group had witnessed it. One area of particular interest is the so-called Stone Circle. Believed by some to be a portal or focal point for spiritual energy, this section of the vaults has gained a sinister reputation. Visitors often report feeling overwhelmingly anxious or nauseous when stepping into the circle. Paranormal investigators have described it as a hotspot for activity, with equipment frequently malfunctioning in its vicinity. Whether this is due to electromagnetic interference or something more otherworldly remains a point of debate. Beyond the personal encounters, theories about the vault's hauntings have evolved over time. One popular explanation is that the location harbors residual energy, a type of haunting where emotionally charged events leave an imprint on the environment. This theory could account for the cries of the baby, the laughter of unseen children, and the sense of despair that permeates certain areas. Others argue that the vaults may be home to more interactive, intelligent entities, such as Mr. Boots, who seem to respond to human presence. Interestingly, the vault's dark history isn't limited to ghostly encounters. Some believe they were connected to the infamous Burke and Hare murders. While no concrete evidence links the body snatchers directly to the vaults, the idea has persisted in local lore. Given the vault's use as a refuge for criminals, it's not impossible to imagine that they might have served as a hiding place for stolen corpses or other illicit goods. As the vaults became a popular tourist destination, their reputation grew. Stories of terrifying encounters began to attract thrill seekers and paranormal enthusiasts from around the world. But for every group eager to explore the vaults, there were those who left swearing never to return. Some claimed to feel an oppressive energy that seemed to follow them even after they exited the chambers. Others reported nightmares and strange occurrences at home in the days after their visit. What is it about the Edinburgh vaults that captures the imagination? Is it the tragic history that clings to the stone walls, the stories of crime and despair, or the unexplained phenomena that so many have experienced? The vaults remain a mystery, a place where history and legend collide. Whether a skeptic or a believer, one thing is certain. The Edinburgh vaults leave an indelible impression on all who dare to enter. The Edinburgh vaults are a testament to the duality of human experience, a place of innovation and commerce that devolved into a shadowy underworld of poverty and crime. Today, they stand as one of the most infamous haunted locations in the world, a space where history, legend, and the unexplained intersect. But what's truly behind the eerie phenomena that so many have reported? Are they echoes of the past, locked in stone and waiting to be discovered? Or are they the result of suggestibility, environmental factors, or the mind's ability to turn darkness away into danger? Psychologists might argue that what we perceive as ghosts are nothing more than our imaginations running wild in a setting designed to provoke fear. Historians might suggest that the tales of hauntings are embellished, a natural byproduct of a dark and tragic history. Yet the personal stories from visitors, guides, and investigators persist. Accounts of being touched, seeing shadowy figures, or hearing disembodied voices that can't be explained away so easily. Whether you believe in the supernatural or lean toward the scientific, the Edinburgh Vaults are undeniably fascinating. They challenge us to confront our fears, question our assumptions, and wonder about the limits of what we know. So what do you think? Are the vaults a portal to the unknown or just an eerie reminder of a bygone era? I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.